All right, everybody, welcome to your next session in the Earth Element series, Transforming Anger into Movement and Momentum. So let's start here, beginning by means of breathing, giving yourself a few slow, deep inhales and exhales. Using every breath as an opportunity to release and let go. And begin to feel yourself sink even deeper into that cushion below you. Okay, love, so we're starting off. And probably one of the most classic places I see anger get stored is in the spleen. And it often, although it's in the spleen, which is on the left-hand side of the body, it often registers more in the center of the back body. And that's actually where I'm seeing it. So we're going to start off there. And just if you like, you can take your hand. You don't need to be twisting. Use the palm. You can just use the back of your hand to that mid-back region. And just tuning in here with all five senses. We're getting right into the meat of it, right off the bat here, it looks like. And just checking out this anger and noticing what's here with all five senses, however they're operating for you today. Is there a sound or a smell? If anger had a taste, what would it taste like? Yeah, and what about a feeling? How does this feel? See if there's any like textures, temperatures, sensations. Yeah, and then just notice, is there an image? Maybe a color? Maybe a shape? And just notice how much is here. And my sense of this is that it looks like old anger, anger that was almost forgotten about, and it's coming up to get addressed before it needs to get rebooted and flare up one more time for you. So let's tune in here to just see by means of breathing again how much there is. Is this like roughly the size of a ping pong ball, a grapefruit, volleyball, beach ball, bigger? Beauty. And then by means of breathing, loosening up the edges of that ball or whatever other shape that may have come to you earlier. Yeah. And just inviting it into your hand. We're going to release that in 3, 2, 1. Nice. Do another pass or two. If there's any little dust bunnies hanging out there, let's sweep those out too. I'm just going to tap that in, give that a nice few slow, deep inhales and exhales here. And give your mid-back there just a little wiggle woggle and just notice how that feels. Okay. So much like pulling back an arrow, think of stored anger in the body as like pulling back and holding on to the potential and the capacity. I tried to say both words at the same time. It wasn't working. And opening up to all that it is storing in forms of that potential and capacity to allow that to release and to move through the system. What I'm seeing is after we've released the back body, the forward body is ready to now spring forward more so. Okay, so on that springing forward, we're going to actually loosen up a couple of minor adhesions in the midline region right around that xiphoid, the bottom of the sternum here. And on the back of the sternum, there's also an emotional release of grief around heart blockage that we need to also get at the same time as we unwind this adhesions. Then we're going to balance just simply spleen to stomach, which are our two basic earth element meridians. The spleen is more the subconscious, the stomach is more the conscious mind. And as these two come together, think of them as merging all the consciousness around that potentiality and that capacity to reach your fullest amount of momentum, but doing it from a place of earth element, which means we're grounded, we're present in the moment as we're doing it, and we're not going off half-cocked. We're actually able to use anger in a really healthy, grounded way to get our needs met. Okay, so sometimes our anger has to be there. Sometimes our anger is necessary for the changes that we need to implement in our lives in some capacity of our beingness. And as this happens, we also need to release the unconscious judgment towards anger. Often it's really common that we just judge anger. And it's particularly frequent to do that if you're in the female form. We often get labeled as being a bitch or a lot worse than that. And as this is opening up and then releasing that judgment around anger and all the labels that tend to go with it, I just see this whole region, and it's not very anatomical, but I'll try to describe with anatomy terms. It's from about the base of the rib cage, and it's going up through the left-hand side of the body, covering through to the breast tissue and anchoring into even just the base of the neck. It's right around here. Okay. So this whole area here, looks like a bit of a bioenergetic blockage. And it's tied in, it looks like, with a past life of somebody stepping down and squishing this whole area. Okay, so let's start here first, though. Past lives. We don't think of past lives how most do. We don't think that you yourself have lived before or that you'll go on to live again. Rather, that when somebody passes on, all their unresolved issues enter like a giant pool. When a new being comes into formation, they scoop up a bucket of pool water and they sort that out in their lifetime. Okay. And this one is literally of someone stepping on you to prevent you from escaping, to prevent your movement, to prevent your momentum. Okay, so there's actually this wall of fear that's blocking this healthy synthesis of the work that we've done so far. Okay, so as we tune into this, if you like, you're welcome to take your hands just to that base of the rib cage and anywhere along that chest or base of neck. Much like a sticker, we're actually just going to peel it off sideways out to the side of our body. That's probably all I'm seeing it anyways. If you need to peel that sticker or you have different imagery, then please work with that. Okay. As this is just beginning to coalesce, there's just a little bit more that we need to do for it. We need to run a cellular repair for the sites of attachment, mostly into, again, that base of the neck and the rib cage. There's actually a little bit as well in through to the armpit that the cellular repair wants to address at the same time as we release this. Okay, cool. And to support the release of this, we're actually just going to do a little bit of core reveal and release work. Nice. Okay, so whether this is the fear of anger, the fear of judgment, the fear of being judged as angry, the fear of you may have an other aspect of it that's already arisen for you. Please trust that. Okay. And by means of breathing, just welcome this fear to be here. And just check and see. Can you also welcome the stories that go with this all for you? Even if you don't know what they are, can you just allow those stories, the expectations, the judgments, the needs, the neediness. And for some of you, it looks like there may also be some judgment around stillness versus movement here, too. And then just check and see if you can also welcome that this is seemingly yours to carry, that it's personal, that it's about you in some way, shape, or form. And See if you can now welcome what is beyond all of this. With that, I actually feel the neck start to go, the base of the neck, as well as actually the armpit, are both releasing now. Nice. We're gonna do one more round of core reveal and release. Okay, and just welcoming anything that remains, if there is anything for you, to be here, honoring it, observing it, noticing it, giving it the attention that it's been craving. Letting it know you are not unnoticed. Good, nice. And now, just for now, could you let this go? And just for now, would you let this go? As best as you can, 1% is perfect. When would you be willing to let this go? Nice. And that last little piece in the bottom of the rib cage is ready to go too. Beauty. Give that another slow, deep breath. There's just a little bit more peeling I'm going to do from the midline on out to the side now, getting any last little bits with this sweep. Okay, nice. And just give that a slow, deep breath. We're going to tap that all in. Give that one more slow, deep breath. Feel free to hydrate. Loves. Next up, we're heading into the nervous system, and we're working here with, in particular, the nerves that are feeding the central, not feeding, sorry, the nerves that comprise the central nervous channel. So the spinal column. We're also working with the head brain here. So primarily the central nervous system, it looks like. Okay. And from here, we need to address a habit pattern, a way of being, perhaps even that's been inherited down through the family lines. And it's around this theme of unconsciously playing dead and inviting in the tendency to go into a bit of apathy or overt stillness versus, again, movement and momentum. So it's playing dead was protective in nature. So think of where in our lives we just play dead in like little ways and we just go, oh no, that's okay, when it really wasn't. Or any of the other places in your life where you may do that in a more overt or obvious way as well. Literally hiding and shrinking and playing small. You've heard me use different references around that theme. This is attacking it very, very head on around the habit pattern again of playing dead. It looks like that's something that is fairly well anchored in the ancestral lines. The family matrix is coming up. We actually need to release this habit pattern from the entire family matrix, which is interesting. Okay, and how it's manifesting or impacting you is where we're doing that. So we're going to do that for both the primary masculine matrix, which we're starting with, and then we'll do it for the primary feminine matrix. Okay, you can think of both of these as hanging out in the space behind the stomach, around that lesser omentum area. And this habit pattern of playing dead has been firmly entrenched for a lot of generations, and it's been firmly anchored here. It's also stored in the amygdala complex. This is no small thing. It's being defined as the consciousness of how you respond to things that are maybe not full on traumatic or all the way up to this is traumatic. Okay, so it might be minor conflicts all the way through to trauma, eliciting that response. Okay, and with this, We need to simultaneously run hydration for the limbic or the emotional brain while we run a CDRE for those primary matrices or those primary halves of your psyche that make up all of you. Okay, it's also defined by the consciousness of living fully or living to the fullest, inviting in that vitality, that energy that animates you, your life force energy, to its absolute fullest. And ironically, the trauma of taking up that living fully and the joy that comes with it is, interestingly enough, being registered as a trauma in and of itself. There's this idea, if I take in joy and I live to that maximum potential, then I'll just get accosted, I'll get persecuted, I'll get attacked, I'll get taken down, I'll be, the exact words were, I'll be slaughtered if I live in that manner. So again, no small thing. That we're dealing with is, this is a pretty hefty, intense pattern that's been there. Okay, and as we're addressing this, at the same time, to support this, because it does look a little bit more intense, we're running a series of diaphragm to intestines, and we're going to keep that running on rinse and repeat for the next 7 days. And then I haven't actually talked about that CDRE yet. I promise to get there in just a moment. That we're doing for the to address this pattern on those primary masculine and feminine matrices. Alongside a diaphragm to intestines, I also hear the sound AUM OM, which we can think of as the universal psychologist. And that AUM OM allows for integration at literally the molecular level of every single water molecule in your being, and you are mostly water, with a little bit of connective tissue and some microbes and, a personality or an attitude thrown in there for good measure is always the joke. Okay, so for all of this water here, and as that's happening concurrently at that same time, we're going to run switching to help cope or deal with any stress of integrating the natural healthy state of joy, which sounds a bit ironic to say, I know. Okay, beauty. So let's get into that CDRE now. That CDRE stands for C, circulation of all the basic healing resources, the blood that carries our passion, nerve our communication, lymph that drains our toxins, our gunk, our waste, our low self-esteem, overthinking, overanalyzing, along with chi or vitality, consciousness or awareness, right down into the electrons, protons, solitons, neutrons. Also working with the sounds, the colors, the frequencies of all the chakras, the seven major, the 21 minor alike. Then circulating the endocannabinoids that lower inflammation, anxiety, depression, help our immune and our nervous systems alike to heal. Also working with endorphins, hormonal circulation. And for that, we're just taking the edge off of the adrenaline spikes here by balancing all the hormones in relationship to adrenaline, as well as actually to cortisol for the stress response here that may be elicited in this acceptance of joy. Okay. And then the circulation of feminine to masculine or yin to yang. And then we're running one more hydration here to help this all flow with ease, as well as to cool any hot spots of inflammation that may pop up right on down again. Water is one of the most cooling, going into the core of our being, cooling type of agents that there is. Okay, then D for defrag, much like a computer defrag or a spring clean, taking out all the clutter that just doesn't need to be here anymore. Then what remains can be readily reorganized and utilized for healing. For the primary feminine, it just needs a little bit more alongside of that defrag to help it out. We're gonna link it into the liver, and then the liver to the large intestine. And what that looks like it's doing is that it's defragging old karmic patterns, which I've never seen before. This is really cool. All right. So as that defrag of old karmic patterns is running its course, all the R's are popping up. Reevaluation, recontextualization, reprioritization. These help us to get out of rock and hard place type of thinking. They open us up to possibilities where it may have just seemed like there was none before. Okay. And then integration, introspection, shift the underlying consciousness. Think of this as the release, the surrender, the letting go. At the same time as that, there is just this ever so subtle rocking that I'm seeing at the hips, and I'm just seeing it loosen up any little bits of adhesions that may be preventing all those healing circulation resources that we mentioned earlier with the C. And that subtle rocking motion is releasing adhesions all the way up through the front body in just little ways. But in the deepest layers of the body, primarily in front of the spine, along that anterior longitudinal ligament, or the ALL. And as it's loosening that up, it's actually allowing for the healthiest reciprocal connection between that xiphoid and the bone deep in the nose socket, the vomer, to occur. When vomer to xiphoid reciprocal, those circuit breakers are back on to their fullest potential of health. It also allows for maximal heart opening, which helps us to again take in that emotion of joy. Okay, and that's all linking into the eighth house around the cycle of going through letting the old die to be reborn and regenerate. Okay, beauty. And we're tapping that all in. Just give that a few slow deep breaths. Okay, so to support this, you do have a bit of ongoing homework, and that's to tune into, again, this consciousness of playing dead and just notice where that may be happening in your life. Maybe it's derailing your nervous system to the point where you're even losing sensation somewhere in your body, or maybe just, certain areas are starting to go offline a little bit. Or maybe we're just, again, ignoring our needs and we're letting our needs be the thing that has to be sacrificed in order to play dead. Can happen in a variety of ways, physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. We can play dead in so many ways. Okay, and as we release that, the next thing that's coming up is to address the what's referred to as like the imposter syndrome, or feeling like you yourself are a imposter for doing what you're doing in your life, in your work, in your personal life, wherever it may be. That you're somehow a fraudulent fake. And that is prohibiting the maximal take-up of that, well, not just joy, but of the essence of your humanness, which is very much earth element. And it's preventing, as a result of that, taking in life from a very grounded as possible position. Okay, so that imposter syndrome, it looks like it's primarily stored in the psoas muscles. Those are the muscles that run from the low back to the hip. And here, we actually need to run another C3, the exact same steps that I mentioned before. I didn't say it earlier, but both of these C3s are running for the next 5 days. Okay. With this, we need to run a body chemistry. And it's intolerance to all emotions. It's connecting to all the emotions that are here. To support this, we're running a cellular repair on the iliopsoas muscle, as well as unwinding the fascia. Okay. And then we need to link the psoas muscles into the triple heater meridian. And the triple heater meridian, as goes the name, has three heaters or three burners, taking in, digesting, and eliminating. As we link this into the triple heater meridian, it's helping with primarily psychological digestion, so more on the emotional, the mental front to be able to process. I see that actually preventing the overwhelm that can come with some of the processing that's come up in this session, as well as where else in your life you may be just in a place of, I can't quite make it through this. It's just too much. It's too overwhelming. Okay, and that's interestingly enough anchoring into now the sit bones or the ischials, ischium tuberosities, pardon me, ischiums. And there's just this ever so slight tilt that I'm picking up. For most of you, it's tilting more heavily onto the left side. Some of you may have the opposite, but it's the fact that it's just imbalanced, which is not allowing for an even keeled foundation or expression of that lower burner. And that lower burner also overlaps with our hara, the lower dantian, the center of vitality. Okay, beauty. And we're just simply tapping that all in, breathing here. As the tapping starts, I'm already seeing the pelvis level out. Excuse me. Pardon me. I'd say it was early morning, but to be fair, I've been doing a lot of talking lately. Okay, and as that pelvis is getting even more even keels here, I'm starting to see a little bit more of that lower dantian or that center of vitality. Okay, and then for that center, we're just simply running the permissions of I am connected as well as I am centered. And we're linking up to the navel, which works with both connection and centeredness. And then that's all linking into the 12th house. Letting go of what's no longer serving, the death of the false self or the masks that are not you. And I don't know if you've ever, I don't have quite the right words for it, but what I'm seeing is in the very center of the navel, it's almost like there was this collection of straws, and then they're all just like dropping, and all the straws are scattering in a way that's very centered around the navel, just opening up to expand, almost like the navel is this energetic center that's open to receiving in a way that it has never been before. As it's opening up, it's almost like the shape of a sunbeam and emanating out of the navel. So we're connecting the sun, the planetary energy of the sun here to support that even further. Okay, nice. And with that, there's just this release of the shield in front of the abdomen. Okay, we're going to run lymphatic drainage to support that. And then in the fascia, for the abdominal muscles, all of them collectively, we're doing an emotional release of anger here as well. And it's around the anger of feeling like you have to digest one more thing, that you're being forced to take on and digest one more thing. It's like, oh, great. Now this too, seriously, that type of energy. Oh, well, with that one, my tummy just gurgles. That's likely very solidly for me as well here. Okay, and then we need to link that into the stomach and balance that in turn up to the heart, connecting the conscious mind to all things heart and its neutrality. So that way the stomach can register at the conscious mind level the capacity to take in information as well as anything that it needs to digest from a more neutral standpoint. Okay, cool beans. We're going to tap here. Just give this a few slow deep breaths. Okay, nice. Give that another slow, deep breath, breathing deep into that belly. Feel free to hydrate. Okay, loves. We're just going to give that another 20 seconds, 30 seconds to really integrate and download here. Excuse me again. Okay, nice. All right, we're heading up to the pec muscles here, and we're doing an emotional release of long-standing resentments that have been there, maybe not even a major way, not in a way that's potentially like consumed your thoughts, but in a subtle level, a chronic ongoing level that might spike and flare up from time to time. And it's just orienting to the concept of people. I'm very vague. So whether that's family, friends, coworkers, all of the above, or potentially self. Potentially there's some resentment between you and yourself. Okay. And with that, we're doing a release of a fragmented matrix, meaning it's not a fully formed bundle of beliefs, but it's starting to get there. And at the essence of it is, I deserve this. I deserve to have to carry this long-standing resentment. This is my punishment for being angry in the first place. And it's further defined by the consciousness of I should just, quote unquote, keep sweet. It's a very religious sort of context here. Keep sweet just basically means have a sweet disposition no matter what comes your way. So that you are acting in a godly manner. It's particularly oriented towards the feminine, towards females. Okay, nice. So as this is highlighting even more the bits right up into the clavicle here around those pec muscles are starting to just unwind some of the adhesions and the attachments, and same thing for the sternum on either side. And then at the same time, while we're doing this, we're actually addressing it permissions. And the words are simple. This is no longer mine to carry. This is no longer mine to carry. All right. Feel free to really breathe deep into this one. You may even notice that you're connecting whenever we work with anger to a bit of a fire breath, as we call it, like that type of energy. So give this some solid, deep breathing. Even if you don't make noise, that's fine. Just really expand your breath here. And you're welcome to tune in with all five senses to this anger if you need to. Just connect to it even more. If it feels like it's ready to go, just begin to release it. I'm going to peel it. Again, there's lots of peeling today. Much like a sticker off to the side. I'm moving left to right for me. That just is what feels right on this end to make sure that I get it all for the group. But if you have a different motion, then feel free to honor that. Nice. Breathing here. And with that, there's just a natural hydration that's happening of the thymus gland that sits just on top of the heart that correlates to our immune system. Also stores our tendency to sabotage or our ways that we do that, the ways that we have defensive patterns express themselves are stored here as well. Okay, nice. Give that another slow, deep breath. We're going to let that soak on in. Feel free to grab a sip of water. My goodness. Okay, wish me luck. I have lots of teaching to do in the next couple weeks with this voice. All right. Give that just one more slow, deep breath. The sixth house in astrology is popping up. Again, they think everything goes through those 12 phases or 12 houses. And in the sixth house, it's about connecting into practical service to the health of our body mind, whether that's physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, and just practically reassessing what it is your body needs. And in this case, it's actually orienting to the heart and all things around what the heart may need to express, but in particular, express neutrality. And in doing so, that's actually going to allow for the healthiest expression of earth element, grounding, presence, sweetness, connection to self. With that, we need to do one more cell repair. Pass down through the family lines, looking like it's going back five generations down dad's side of the family. And it's around this theme of being a bit of a hard ass, or being like a tendency to just be like too hard on whatever it may be, self, others, the situations at hand. So as this hardness starts to release, there's this natural expression of the primary feminine matrix and all that it honors in nurturing the nourishment and grace. Okay, and that in turn is connecting into the lungs. I just hear the two words, these two words, you must. You must. No options, no choices, no way out, just no other options, just you must. And it feels very limiting, and it's hanging on the very top of the lungs. Okay, so we're gonna release that from both upper lobes here, left and right at the same time. Okay, and as we do that, working with circulation of nerve supply through to the lungs here to innervate all things lung, whether that is taking a new life, regeneration, whether that is releasing old grief. And that nerve supply is allowing for ease of communication to afford for that to occur. As this is releasing, it's actually allowing for a nice, gentle, easy unwinding of the collarbones, and actually a natural, healthy realignment of separation and this opening up from the AC joint, the acromioclavicular joint there. There's also just a little bit of anger as we're sweeping out this you must. It's like it's anchored into there. We're just going to unhook that here as well. Slow deep breaths. Nice. Now we're going to tap here. Okay. And then we're addressing a very old anger, an anger perhaps as old as time itself. And it's an anger around being human, being born with the potential limitations or the potential conflicts that come with being a human. And there's just this anger towards having to deal with the messy humanness side of life and all that it flares up. And it's hanging out in the pelvic bowl. All the muscles that make up that pelvic diaphragm. And it's also attaching all the way up into the back of the skull. So it's literally encasing the majority of the central nervous system through that spinal column. Okay, so this is actually wanting to be released from both ends simultaneously. As we do that, we're running hydration through the central nervous system. And we're actually going to keep that running on rinse and repeat as needed as well for the next 7 days. Okay, beauty. Giving this all a few slow deep breaths where it's time to peel this baby off. Nice. And then as we're going to tap that in, we're also going to tap out SB technique, which helps to realign one of the most important joints in your skull, opening up the capacity to breathe in life fully, as well as exhale and let go of what needs to be released fully. Okay, nice. Breathing here, slow deep breaths. Okay, just give that another slow, deep breath here. Let that integrate. And it looks like we need to tap out some cortices. This has been kind of a hefty session. So as we tap out the cortices, it's orienting to the consciousness of synthesis as well as perception. And that in turn is linking into all five senses that register our perceptions or our awarenesses. Hey, beauty. I'm gonna do it in the longhand way. You're welcome to join me if you like. Breathing here. Not required. I'm gonna tap it all in on this end, so if you'd rather just breathe and receive, please do that. Every 2 breaths or so, we're gonna move up a hand position. Honor your own timing. If it feels right to stay in any one of those positions for longer, please allow for that. Going all the way down to the eyebrows. And ending on the sides of the head. And you can do one at a time or both at the same time. All right, my loves, that is end of session for today. I'm just going to check and see if there's any specific homework. It looks like there might be. Okay, it's actually coming up to embrace movement, but specifically at the arm level. And the arms represent what it is we're embracing. That might be something that you are physically moving to embrace, or it might be something that you're mentally, emotionally, spiritually embracing. Maybe you're embracing something that you need to release, which can sound kind of counterintuitive off the top of your head. But if you're embracing something that we need to release, then you're just embracing the consciousness of, I'm going to release that, for instance. So that's the homework. I'll let you play with that in whatever way it sparks your intuition. Thank you all for being here at the early hour that we held today's sessions at. A reminder that next week there is no session due to my travel schedule, and then after that we're back to our weekly schedule. There is the survey that I sent out for optimal timing. Please and take a moment to respond to that. It'll take like literally 30 seconds. There's just one question. It was sent out in all of the weekly reminders of our session dates. Okay, so feel free to vote on that. We're going to close that survey next week, so you have 1 more week to do that. I will close it on August 20th, and you'll get an email with updated times as we move forward. Okay, I had a text that are on the chat feature that there is a question, so I'm gonna allow for not allow, that's an awful word. I'm gonna allow for the timing for that is what I was trying to say. And whenever you're ready, Lovebug, I don't know, did you want to unmute yourself? Or
Yep.
okay, you did. Yeah. Okay, go ahead,
Okay.
Sean.
Okay. I just have a question about the lung work,
Yeah.
most recent, I guess, and with the family line inherited stuff that was around must have.
Yeah.
Can you just refresh me on what the inherited bit was?
So it wasn't the must-have, it was the you must.
You must. Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
And the inherited pieces around that drive.
Drive.
Around the drive of you must.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Does that help?
Okay. Sort of.
Sort of. why don't we both re-listen to the session afterwards and we'll see
Yes.
if we can make
Yeah,
it
exactly.
register a little bit more. I must
Think
admit, when
that's
I'm in the moment, sometimes things are just flying through and I'm giving voice to it as best as I can. But if I tune into
fair
it
enough.
again afterwards, I may pick up more and then I maybe
I
do a
also have
better
a
job.
kitten here, so
Ah, well, that'll do it
yes.
too.
Yeah. So, no, good. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Let's try and digest that.
Sounds good. Thank you for asking. Okay.
Okay.
And thank you all for participating in the chat feature. Good morning. And right on back to everybody. I'm going to hit unmute button so we can all say goodbye. All right, everybody. Have yourselves a fabulous day. And we will
Thank you
see
so
you in
much.
2 weeks. You're welcome so much. Hey,
Thank you.
you're welcome. Bye for now, y'all.